Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about ladies. How's your love life doing? Well, let's go. Yes, the last past few days I've been working hard and doing all kinds of things, so I haven't been up here doing videos lately. But let's make some right now. And this is of all the lovely ladies, the dumb bullshit that they do. Yes, they fuck up their relationships and then they go, "What happened?" Well, gee, ladies, let's find out what did happen in your lovely lives, right? Let's go. You know what, bitch? Get a job, you fucking welfare sponge. But this is not about this nigger loser. This is about this dumb bitch right here. Look, it says, "I don't think my husband is physically attracted to me anymore. Oh, no." Oh, yes. This dumb bitch thinks that she could do whatever the hell she wants. And because of the power of vagina, she could do no wrong. Well, let's find out, right?
I'm mostly venting right now.
What a coincidence, so am I. Yay!
But we've been together for 11 years.
God damn, it's a long time to be around with one fucking pussy that's doing stupid shit. Let's see what other shit she's doing.
We have 3 kids, and while I still have relatively curvy body...
Oh, really? A circle's a curve too, so let's see how curvy you are.
I have gained a lot of weight in the belly area and mostly my neck, face area.
Oh, those are important areas, right? But ooh, it's like fucking a water bed or some kind of bed, right?
I'm upward of 160 pounds.
What a fat fucking bitch, right?
And average around 130 most of the years.
Oh, just a 30-pound difference. How nice.
We've been together.
Ooh, yes, that fucking water bed.
Through a mixture of poor mental health, it's slowly getting better.
Yeah, right. You fat fucking hog. You eat a bunch of bullshit and you're doing crazy shit and your husband's not fucking you. So is it getting better? Is it? Is it really? I think not. Anywho,
sugary foods and minimal exercise. That is how I started gaining some weight.
Yeah, some weight? I think you gained all the weight, you fat fucking Miss Piggy looking piece of shit. But what do I know? I'm a stupid idiot, apparently. That's why I'm single. I'd rather be single than being with a fat fucking lump of shit. Just an opinion, of course, but let's continue.
My husband doesn't ever initiate sex.
I wonder why, you fucking fat hog, but yeah, you think someone wants to fucking stick their dick in a waterbed? Yeah, I bet your pussy looks like a fucking English muffin. Yeah, stick your dick in that fucking nooks and crannies, see what you get. Nothing good, I bet.
I have to be the one to convince him to do it with me, but the time I try to get him in the mood and watching him drag his feet about it, I'm no longer in the mood because I essentially have to beg for sex.
Whoa, if you weren't such a fat piece of lump of shit, maybe he'll find you attractive and you'll want to stick your dick inside your pussy. But if your fucking pussy looks like a collapsed fucking collapsed star, gee, guess what? Nobody's gonna stick your fucking their penis inside your black hole. Just saying.
I tried being more feminine, flirtatious with him around the house just to naturally induce sexual tension.
Did it work? Well, let's find out.
But that hasn't worked well.
Fun, dun, dun, dun. Wow. Yeah, guess what, baby? Nobody wants to fuck that fucking nasty asshole because you're a fat, disgusting wildebeest. Yeah, won't you work out, you dumb bitch? And maybe someone will try to fuck you. Yeah, the only thing that's going to try to fuck you will be a nigger because they love fucking fat hogs. Why? I don't know. I guess it's imprinted into their DNA because back in Africa when they were getting chased by fucking predators or whatnot, they had to find some place to hide. So they would jump inside fat bitches' assholes to fucking hide. Or the fucking rhinos. Yeah, ain't fat women, black bitches look like fucking rhinos or hippos or something? Just saying, but whatever, right?
It's like I'm throwing myself at him like a horn dog.
Woof. Usually it's the men doing that shit, but now it's a woman doing it? Awesome sauce.
And he's I'm interested.
Well, gee, you are a fat lump of shit. I've been fucking saying it over and over again. Who the hell wants to stick their penis inside a fat fucking dumpster? I don't. Yeah, you pull out your dick and it's all full of fucking garbage water? It's like, what the fuck? How the hell does your pussy fucking smell like fucking death? No. I married a beautiful fucking lovely lady, but then you turn into this fucking weird fucking Cthulhu. No. Yes, friends, don't be with these stupid women, because all they do is fuck you up, right? Just saying. Yes, friends, here's another round of another dumb bitch, and look what she got in her fucking lap. Enjoy. It says,
husband cheated with prostitutes.
Oh no, heaven forbid. Yes, why is your husband fucking prostitutes, huh? I don't know. Let's find out, right?
Wow, denying me sex the whole time.
Gee, that's actually a role reversal. Usually it's the women denying men. But fuck it, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Just saying. Anywho.
We would have sex occasionally because I was putting so much pressure on us to actually have sex.
Gee, man, you know what? I wish you would have been my fucking bitch because I would be fucking you all the time. Unless you're a fat fucking bitch like the first whore, but who knows, right? Let's continue.
Then he couldn't get hard for me.
I wonder why.
Then he started seeing strippers and then prostitutes.
Yes, because you weren't doing it for him, so he started going more and more. Yes, friends, what's the point of getting married if you're going to be doing bullshit like this? Yes, friends, if you do have a woman, you shouldn't be cheating on her. If you're not happy, get rid of her. Yeah, there's so many bitches out there. There's sex dolls. There's all kinds of shit. You don't need to be doing this shit. But some guys are just fucking selfish assholes. And because of a few people, everybody pays. Just saying.
I actually caught him the first time and he denied it and told me it was a coworker.
Yeah, and you fell for it, huh, you dumb bitch.
That borrowed his phone, but he did get lap dances because thousands were spent from our bank account.
Yes, usually it's women spending money on frivolous bullshit, but this time around, it's the man acting like a bitch. Wow. Anyways,
I felt crazy for a full year questioning my intuition.
Yes, lady's intuition was fucking right. Your husband is a fucking piece of shit degenerate. But why did he do this to you? Why, I wonder. The world may never know. Well, let's continue.
He then told me that I was too insecure.
Really? Were you? Anyways.
And that's why he's not attracted to me.
Ooh, it sounds like this guy is gaslighting you. What a fucking asshole. Or a genius. Yes, that's what you have to do. You gotta treat women like shit till they start chasing you. Because if you treat women right, they'll be doing this shit to you! So, what do you want to do? Do you want to be in a relationship and do this kind of shit? Or do you rather do your own thing and make yourself awesome? Anyways, that's your choice. Let's continue with this dumpster fire.
I put a tracker in the car and he found it.
Yes, I had a bitch put that in my car a few months ago. Some fucking nigger bitch that wanted me to fuck her, but no, I don't do niggers. Just saying. Anyways, where was I?
He told me I was controlling.
It's funny that women could do stuff like that, but you try to tell her, hey, can you make me this to eat? Yeah, you're controlling, but fuck you, bitch. Anywho.
And that he doesn't cheat.
Well, obviously he does cheat, but he's just gaslighting you. Yeah, he's a piece of shit. Yeah, have some integrity. As a man, you should have integrity. If you're not into the chick, just tell her, hey, I'm not happy. Deuces. Yes, fucking man up. You have balls. You're using them. Instead of being a little bitch, once you actually man up and tell her that you're not happy, you fucking fag. But anyways, I digress. Let's continue.
He went and cheated with a prostitute, then came home and had sex with me.
Oh yes, his dick is already fucking greased up and lubricated, so he should fucking slide into your fucking nasty ass pussy, right? Just saying.
He told me he showered between, but I know it was that night because we really had sex, and it was one of the few times with him was good in the past few years.
Yes, because he actually had sex with an attractive woman, and that was still fresh in his mind. So his dick was all greased up from fucking that retarded bitch, so he came and fucked the waterbed bitch that he has as you. Yes, friends, who wants to fuck a fat bitch? Something tells me this bitch is fucking insane, and that's why the guy doesn't want her. Yes, why do you have to put up as a man with all this bullshit when you work hard? You do all these things to make her life better, and then they get fat and fucking entitled, and then they start nag, nag, nag. No, friends, this is not the way that men supposed to live. We make the world go around, but we are the ones getting fucked in the ass. Is that fair? No. So that's why you gotta do your own thing. Yes, the world is falling apart, so that's why you gotta tell these people, go suck a dick. Yes, friends, the world is falling apart, so you better make your life better, because, oh man, because if you're caught with your pants down, like most people are, oh, fun times indeed. So don't be that sucker, friends. Well, goodbye.